This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Thursday, March 9th. God's word for you today is the unveiling. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 60, verse 3. And it says, nations north and south, peoples east and west, will be drawn to your light, will find purpose and direction by your light. In the radiance of your rising, you will enlighten the leaders of nations. Yesterday, we established that when the enemy cannot quench a star and is unable to exchange or transfer its glory, it resorts to manipulation. When the enemy fails with remote control and bewitchment, it will attempt to cover, to veil the star. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, every veil that is trying to cover the brightness of your light is hereby torn in the mighty name of Jesus. So, under manipulation, the star could be remotely controlled, bewitched, buried, covered, veiled, and it could be made to wander. Some people are gifted and talented with their star and glory still in place, but they are just vagabonds, just wandering. Such people cannot hold down a job, any job they get. When people favor them and want to promote such people, before they know it, they are gone. Such people cannot hold down a business or hold down a relationship, talk less of a marriage. The vagabond spirit, glory, intact but vagabond. If it is a lady, she can go from one man to another and another, yet nothing satisfies her. Where it is a man, he can go from one woman to another woman and then to another woman. Nothing satisfies him. Some move from one church to another church, and yet another church. That is a vagabond spirit. It is going to come to an end today in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God says to us in Isaiah 60, verse 1 to 3, which says, arise, Jerusalem, let your light shine for all to see, for the glory of the Lord rises to shine on you. Darkness as black as night covers all the nations of the earth, but the glory of the Lord rises and appears over you. All nations will come to your light. Mighty kings will come to see your radiance. I want you to personalize this portion of scripture. Say to yourself, arise, Olufemi Monet. Arise, Joshua. Arise, Mary, and shine. As your light begins to shine, you need to pay attention to four things. The first thing you need to know is, it is not about you. Your light shining is not about you. Matthew 5 verse 14 says, you are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. You are the light of the world. You are not a light for yourself. No star shines for itself. In fact, stars burn so that other people can get light. When you put on a candle, the candle burns so that other people in the room can get light. If the candle decides to preserve itself, the candle will never be a light. If the sun decides today that it will not burn, there will be no sun anymore. If the stars decide not to burn, they will not exist. It is not about you and I. It is about God's kingdom. For God's glory, blessing God's people, no tree eats its fruit. Have you seen a tree that eats its own fruit? It is not about you. And you need to get that into your spirit. Let us pray. Father, as my light begins to shine, help me prioritize the place of sacrifice. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.